is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice. And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
And I am the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith, and this is Rogue Talk for February 8th, 2019. And this is one of my favorite days of the year because I have the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Program ladies. That's a mouthful. Sitting in front of me. The room is full. I don't know. For those of you that haven't been to our studio, it's not much bigger than one of the bedrooms in your house. And we've got it packed in full here today, and I'm pretty excited. It's my first chance to get to know some of the girls. Some of them I know from last year. Some of them I've known for a long time. In fact, we have family in here again, as we did last year and the year before. So we're pretty happy about that. But we got a couple of things to get to before we talk to and start meeting some of the girls. Taking a look at the news, of course, the big news this week was the State of the Union address. And I'm going to avoid the politics of it, as I sometimes forget to do on this show. But, I thought it was a pretty good speech, considering what we could get from our current president. It was pretty measured. The tone and the tenor, what I thought, was pretty good. He kept it very civil. I mean, he definitely got his points out there, hit a few controversial issues. But he did it in a tactful way, I felt, and we don't always expect that from this president, so I was pretty pleased with that. We get the usual, just figuring out which lines are going to get people to stand up, which ones he can get the Democrats to stand up for, and we have that with every president and with every State of the Union speech. But my overall feeling about this is you're supposed to be reporting on the state of our union. And really, if you listen to the things he talked about, the state of the union is actually in pretty good shape right now. The economy is doing well. Our military is strong. Some of the issues with jobs for minorities, jobs for women, the numbers are all up in various categories. It's all good stuff. There's things that are going on that we don't agree about for sure. How to handle immigration policy and the wall, the abortion issue. And of course he brought those up, but again, he didn't treat it like a stump speech and really slap people in the face with it. And I was happy about that. I felt like it was a very well done speech. And again, if we could get away from our heavy partisan leanings and just, I know there's a lot of people on the left that just, I hate the guy. I don't want to hear anything he has to say. But if we would actually listen to one another, there's a lot of places we can come to agreement. And I felt like that he hit some good notes on that. So I was happy about that. And I was happy about some of the State of the Union speeches that President Obama gave. And I'm not a liberal. I'm more conservative. But when the tenor and the tone is right, the idea of the speech is to let us know how is our country doing. And I thought he did a pretty good job of that. So that was good. And I don't want to get into the chaos of what's going on in the state of Virginia, but I will say that I have a friend that lives in Virginia, and if my math is right, I think I'm ninth in line for the governorship. I don't know if I have that right, but I think that's where I'm at. I'm right after Bob the janitor. He's right before me. So if he can't take over the governorship, then I'm next in line. So I'm pretty excited about that. I could be the governor of Virginia by the end of next week. That sounds like a good job. I think I could handle that. So I'm getting some mixed faces in the crowd in here. I don't usually work in front of a crowd. This is interesting, except for at the Miss Rogue River pageant. Most of my work, I'm either by myself or, I have Hunter here today. And well, Hunter's the intern, so he has to agree with me whether he likes it or not. So so it's fun to see all the different reactions I'm getting from talking about the current events. So let's move to sports now that I've alienated everybody in the audience. The Chieftain basketball teams this past week, some mixed results. Both teams were on the winning side against Canyonville Academy. And as those of you that listen to the games know, this season, playing against Canyonville Academy has been the most fun I've had, I think, since I started doing the sports broadcasting. Canyonville Academy, if you don't know, if you don't listen to the games, or if you're not aware of what their arrangement is there, they're a boarding school, and most of the students are foreign exchange students, from Africa, some from some of the Asian countries, and various other places. And these kids are so fun to be around. They just have such a great spirit. They're generally getting their brains beaten out in the sport that they're playing, and they're still smiling and trying hard, and they were just fun to be around. In fact, when we went to Canyonville, that was one of the neatest experiences I've had as a broadcaster. After the game was over, the two games were over, all of the players from both teams got together. They're holding hands in a big circle, and they were singing, and I don't even know what they were singing. I'm not sure if any of our kids knew what they were singing, but they all got involved. They all held hands, and then the circle kind of crashed into the middle, and it was kind of a big, it was a quick thing, but it was a neat celebration. It was fun to see, especially from our students, because they're probably not used to that kind of a thing. And so it's just been fun. But unfortunately for Canyonville Academy, they're, because of the nature of their school, they're not always the best in sports. And so we kind of gave them a little bit of a thumping with a couple of wins the other night. Good for our teams, not quite as good for the Pilots. But then we had little mixed results against Butte Falls. Butte Falls is also a combined team with Crater Lake Charter. And the girls were winners again over Butte Falls, 52-22. But the boys took another loss, 83-62. So a tough night for the boys. And of course, they'll be playing again tonight. It will be senior night. And we will talk about the upcoming schedule at the end of the show. And I've got some other results here, and I'm going to scroll through them. I don't have these memorized, but I want to thank Corey Hamilton for supplying these for me. Our equestrian team finally got their season kicked off. And let me go through. They've added a teammate from Illinois Valley in order to compete in some of the team events. So otherwise, our Bretta and Carly, who competed last year, we talked about them a lot last year on Rogue Talk, are of course back on the team this year, but they've also got some help from Illinois Valley in order to be in some of the team events. So taking a look at how they did here, I'm just going to go through these, and I will plead my ignorance right now. I don't know a lot about equestrian, so I don't know what some of these events are. And so, excuse me, sorry, got a little distracted there, but let's go through these and take a look. They, in the team events, they placed sixth in the freestyle 5+. Team penning, they got fifth. And the girls were able to pin one cow apiece of the three. So again, I'm describing what I'm being reported to, and I don't pretend to understand all of this. I know a little bit about some types of riding, but you'll just have to go with it here. So Bretta and Carly play sixth in working pairs. Bretta combined with Illinois Valley for in-hand obstacle relay, and they placed fifth. Thank you, Mike in the truck. Yes, I know equestrian is horses. Thanks for that help. I appreciate that. So Bretta and Riley Hughes from Illinois Valley combined to do two-man. Okay, I definitely don't know this one. Barangle? Somebody's going to have to help me. And they placed 12th. Bretta was 21st in barrels, 17th in showmanship, 20th in western horsemanship, and 6th in working rancher. Carly placed 3rd in dressage, 6th in hunt, or I'm sorry, 6th in Hunt Seat Equestrian, 8th in Trail, 23rd in Western Horsemanship, and 14th in Working Rancher. The second district meet is on March 16th and 17th, and that will be at the Jackson County Expo. So good job, girls, and we will continue to follow along with your season. And maybe I'll try and learn a little bit more about what the heck I'm talking about so that I can explain these things a little bit better. But we're proud of you girls, and we'll keep covering you here. So that's it for news and sports for now. So let's meet our first two contestants, as they say. A couple of seniors sitting in front of me, Annie Granacki and Siobhan Kelly. Welcome to Rogue Talk, girls.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's great to have you here. And so you're both first-year contestants in the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Program. So tell me, before we get to, I know you guys have your introduction and your what your platform is, and we're gonna let you do that in a second. But I want you, Annie's looking a little nervous, so we're gonna make sure that we know we're just three friends talking here. It's not a big deal. It's only Mike in the truck's the only one listening, so we're okay. So, Siobhan, let's start with you. You're a senior.
That's correct.
And what made you decide to do Miss Rogue River this year?
Well, I had always wanted to do Miss Rogue River ever since I was a little girl. They used to have this program where they would let elementary students be their little sisters. And I was a little sister for 2 years, and I always looked up to my big sister. And I thought that it was so impactful to me that, like, I just really wanted to uphold my town, and so I wanted to be Miss Rogue River.
That's an excellent reason, and I can definitely relate to that. When we first moved here, my daughter Mackenzie was a little sister, and then she went on to compete a couple of years, and I think her story was very similar. She had been the little sister, and now I want to be Miss Rogue River, and she came up a little short, but she did very well, and got a lot of scholarship money for it, and I'm sure that's a big reason for it. And I was talking to Annie, and of course, for those of you that don't know, Annie's we're related, we're cousins of sort. My wife and her dad are first cousins. So, and of course, her sister Gina is the reigning Miss Rogue River, and so Annie's gonna take a shot at it. And so, Annie, what made you want to participate this year?
Well, so this program actually helped my sister get to the point where she could go to college, and it was affordable for her. So I recently I had come back from the Oregon Youth Challenge program, which was really helpful, and so now I'm on track to graduate, which is a total shock.
I'm not shocked. You might be shocked.
A little
but
shocked.
I knew you could do it.
But looking at my future and the education that I want to get, since this program helped my sister go to college, it's mainly what I'm looking towards.
Well, and that's a perfectly good reason to do this. That's what this program's about. For those of you that don't know, up until this year, we've called it a pageant. And yes, we have some of the things you would expect in a pageant, but most people think of pageants. They think it's a beauty contest, and they think of swimsuits, and we don't do any of those things. The things that are related to a pageant in the Miss Rogue River are really more about grace and how you carry yourself than they are about, you know, beauty or what you look like in a bathing suit, which there's a good thing they don't do pageants for radio hosts. You don't want to see that. But so it really never was as much like what a lot of people think of pageants as is more of a, you know, and it's an opportunity to get scholarships. I mean, a scholarship or various scholarships. I guess we give them out. I don't know how many that it seems to change each year. We've had years where we were able to help every girl involved, and other years where there wasn't as much available. But that depends on what you guys are here for today, to promote the crab dinner. The more money we can bring in from the crab dinner, the more money we have for scholarships, because all of the money goes into the scholarships. So that's an excellent reason to do it, for sure. There's various reasons. Now, let me go back to you, Siobhan. What do you fear most about the program that you're going to have to do that maybe scares you a little bit?
Nothing that I'm really afraid of, actually. I guess just going home with my feet hurting and wearing heels, probably. That's about it. Nothing really scares me about the program, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I will say a lot of times, you know, we've been doing this a couple of years where I bring you girls in kind of early in the season, right before the crab dinner. The fears change by the time we get to the week before the pageant, and so I'll be curious to see what you're saying on the rehearsal week of leading to pageant. But a lot of girls say that they mention the heels, and I've never worn heels, and I don't want to hear from Mike in the truck. I've never worn heels, so I imagine that. And actually, my other daughter, Katarina, that was one of her biggest fears, was she never wore heels, and she was like, "I do not want to fall down on stage. That would not be good." So, how about you, Annie? What thing are you scared of the most?
I would have to say getting up on stage.
Yeah, just the whole thing, kind of the every part of it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing that helps, at least it helps me, maybe it won't for you, but when you get up on that stage on pageant night, the lights are in your face, you can't see anybody's faces. So now, so for some people that might be a little freaky, but for me it's like, no, I like the idea that I have to work off the sound of the crowd. In fact, I usually open the night with a couple of jokes, and they're usually really bad, and they fall really flat. But there's a reason for that. If I had someone write me some really good material, and I got big laughs the first two jokes, the rest of the night would be a disaster for me because I couldn't back that up. So what it does for me is I fall flat, and I tell two really dumb jokes and don't hear anything but crickets from the crowd. So now I have to engage the crowd. I have to get them with me. And so it keeps me on my toes. So I kind of enjoy that. But for you guys, it's probably a little bit different. You want to hit everything the same. So let's stay with you, Annie, but let's turn the tide. What is the thing maybe you're most excited about with the process?
Well, it's a lot of fun being able to hang out with these girls. Just kind of have fun every Tuesday and just kind of kick back and, yeah, like I said, have fun.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I actually enjoy being involved with the program, is it's neat to see not only the growth that all of you girls go through, but it's also fun to see kind of that camaraderie that develops. You know, you become like a team, even though on pageant night or on program night you're competing, you guys all still leave as friends, and that's what I find really fun. It does become like a team, even if you compete against one another. So what are you, Siobhan, most excited about?
I would have to agree with Annie, actually, but also I'm excited to show off the skills that I've been developing over the past years, like acting skills and things like that for the talent portion. And just being out there is one of the funnest things to me.
Yeah, well, and that, again, it is. It's a big commitment. It's many weeks of practicing and getting together, and so you definitely want it to be fun. It's a big commitment, but if it's not fun, you won't stick with it. So you guys are both seniors. So let me stay with you, Siobhan. What are your plans after high school?
My plans after high school is to start going to college, first at Rogue Community College, and working on getting a transfer degree to SOU. I actually want to major in theater or acting specifically, and have a minor in business studies.
I think that's an excellent plan, and those are good, you know, good majors to take you to the next step in your career. And I like your plan. We talk about it a lot. You know, excuse me. You know, I've had the kids from the FFA and also, and I was really happy to hear some of them wanting to start with community college, because they didn't, in their case, they didn't know what they wanted to do. So they wanted to, you know, start slow and I can attest to the fact that I tried to go with a fairly big schedule in community college my first year out of high school, and I just overwhelmed myself, and it's really easy to get in over your head quick. So I love the fact that so many of you kids are choosing to start with community college. I like that. So how about you, Annie? What are your plans after high school?
So I was looking at community college also. I know that I want to go and get I wanted to go get different prerequisites and then transfer to SOU, majoring in different sciences, taking economics and minoring in business and marketing. So like my long-term career, I'm looking for how to save the environment, mainly referring to the oceans and I just see a huge problem with that.
Yeah. Well, and I salute you for that. In fact, I was listening to an interview today, or actually a pair of interviews. He was a couple of climate scientists that were talking, and they had a little differing views. But the overall thing, they were getting across is that there's things that we can do that we need to be doing. And without people like you that want to study those things, we wouldn't know that. We wouldn't know that, how different things are affecting our environment. So I salute you for that. I think that's a great endeavor, and I hope that works out for you. So we're going to take a little break. We got three more girls to meet, so we're going to take a break. We'll play musical chairs, and we'll come back with more of the Miss Rogue River Scholarship girls. We will be right back.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A senior official in Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's administration says the governor has told his top staff that he does not plan to resign over a racist photo despite intense pressure to step down. The official says Northam told his cabinet during a Friday afternoon meeting that he intends to stay. And Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has been accused of sexual assault by a California woman at the 2004 Democratic National Convention in Boston. In the past hour, the Washington Post is reporting a second accusation of sexual assault against Fairfax. Chief Justice John Roberts has broken with the Supreme Court's other conservative justices and his own voting record on abortion to block a Louisiana law requiring abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Roberts didn't explain his decision late Thursday to join the court's four liberal justices. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 63 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Broadcasting to Rogue River, Gold Hill, Weimer, and beyond. 94.3, The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start with the NBA action from yesterday and the Lakers, who used a buzzer-beating jumper to get by the Celtics.
Rajon Rondo's buzzer beater stole the spotlight in LeBron James' debut in the Lakers-Celtics rivalry as Los Angeles beat Boston 129-128. Rondo racked up 17 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds and capped his big night with a fadeaway elbow jumper to beat his former team. James logged a triple-double with 28 points, 12 boards, and 12 assists. Kyrie Irving had 24 points and Jason Tatum scored 22 in a game that saw Boston squander an 18-point lead. The Celtics had won 5 straight and 10 of their last 11. Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
Elsewhere, the Pacers down the Clippers 116-92, Magic 122, Minnesota 112. It was the Raptors over Atlanta 119-101. And Oklahoma City beat Memphis 117-95. This is SRN Sports. One other NBA tally from last night, Portland 127 and the Spurs 118. AP Top 25 College Basketball, number 4 Gonzaga beat San Francisco 92-62, number 12 Houston over UCF 77-68, number 20 Iowa, number 25 Cincinnati also winners. In the National Hockey League yesterday, it was the Kings over the Flyers 3-2 in a shootout. Florida 3, Penguins 2 in overtime. The Islanders used the shootout to beat the Devils 2-1. Capitals 4, Colorado 3 in OT. Carolina needed the extra period to beat the Sabres 6-5. Saturday's 4, Ducks nothing. The Canadiens over Winnipeg 5-2. St. Louis 1, Tampa Bay nothing in overtime. Knights 4, Detroit 3. The Oilers beat Minnesota by a 4-1 score. It was Nashville over Dallas 3-2 in overtime. Blackhawks 4, Vancouver 3 in OT. Columbus 4, Arizona 2. And the Sharks beat Calgary 5-2. This is SRN Sports.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And we've cleared the chairs out and filled them up again. And now I have three ladies in front of me. I have Kaya Roper, Akira Alvarado, and Brianna Ruiz. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hi.
I'm going to have to turn you up, and you're going to have to lean in when you talk there, Akira. Akira's trying to get out of this. In fact, I think she tried to sneak out the door when I wasn't looking. But
she tried to run away.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure she's on air. So I'm going to turn you guys up since you're sharing the microphone there. But so let's get to know you guys a little bit. We'll start over here with with Kaya. I'm having my troubles today, so could be a long night at the basketball. So Kaya, you're a junior.
Yeah.
And you participated last year, so this is your second year. But you may have changed your reasons or any of that. So let's find out what is it that made you want to compete in the Miss Rogue River program?
Well, I competed because, like Siobhan, I was also a little sister. And I also really just, I love the opportunity of being in Miss Rogue River and being able to get the scholarship and all of the qualities that we gain from being in the program.
Absolutely. And of course, Kaya's been around the program for many, many, many years. In fact, she's probably been around it longer than I have. Her mother's been volunteering for many years now, and so she's been also volunteering. In fact, you've been a stagehand and a helper of all different sorts. So you've been around the program probably as long as anybody in here, and I'm glad to see you're now participating as one of the contestants. It's fun to have you. Makes me feel old, though, because you were just a little girl running around when I first got involved. You guys grew up too quick. So let's move over to Brianna, another returning pageant member or program member. And I brought her in here so she would talk to me because she was pretty mad at me after last year, and I don't blame her. But Brianna, you're a junior as well, right?
Yeah, I'm a junior.
And so what made you want to come back to Miss Rogue River even after I tried to humiliate you?
Again, all the qualities that we learn and everything, like how to get up on stage and how to talk in front of people and how to wear heels. Still can't do that anyway. But and meeting all these wonderful girls too, and like I know them from school, but like I don't know them, so you get to learn about them more.
Well, and that's what makes it fun for me, because I know some of you in passing, or like Akira, I've announced her softball games in the past, but I don't really know her. So it's fun for me for the same reasons. I get to know you guys a little bit better than just as, you know, kids that I see, you know, occasionally at the school. So Akira, you're a junior. No, you're a senior.
I am a senior.
You're my only senior, and you're going to have to lean in, or Mike in the truck will be texting me that he can't hear you. So for the girls in the room, Mike in the truck is my brother, and he listens to most of the shows, and he listens to a lot of the sports broadcasts, and the reason he's Mike in the truck is because he often corrects me when I make mistakes during sports broadcasts, and so we've nicknamed him Mike in the truck because he's very helpful during the games, even if I don't like making mistakes, he he corrects them for me. So anyhow, I know Akira from softball, but I don't know you any other way. So You're a senior, and tell me what is it that made you want to compete in Miss Rogue River?
Last year, watching Kaya and Bree just kind of open up and be more confident in public speaking and talking to people, it's kind of inspiring to me because I want to do that, but then there's that kind of voice in your head saying that you can't.
Yeah.
But it's just, I want to open up more like they did.
Yeah.
More confident.
Well, I admire that. And I think they would both tell you that they've definitely become more confident just over the course of one year. And, you know, you have someone like Elizabeth, when Elizabeth Cermak finally won, that was her fourth year. And she was a completely different person her final year than she was the first year that she was in the program. I mean, she's probably as a, you know, I don't even know what year of school she was in when she started, but she was very quiet and mousy and not outgoing in any way that I could see. And wow, I mean, what a difference. And I recently went to her wedding and it was like, it's a completely different girl than I knew a few years ago. So, you know, I think you're right. And I admire that you're willing to take that little leap of faith, because it's probably a scary thing. So let's stay with you while I got you on the microphone. What are you most scared of going into all the things you have to do?
That'd probably be public speaking. I think it's a big thing. I don't like public speaking a lot because it's like weird watching everybody stare at you. And wearing heels. I haven't done it a lot, but it's also not something I want to do.
Seems to be a theme in this room. There's a lot of girls not liking the heels too much. So, well, I'll have to try that out and see what all the fear is about. I don't get it, but I'll...
Yeah.
My feet aren't that big. I'm sure I can get into somebody's heels. So let's go back over to Kaya. Kaya, what is your biggest fear? You've done this once, but I'm sure there's still part of it you just are like, man, I really don't want to do that part.
I mean, I don't really have any fears this year, but the biggest thing that I'm worried about is getting back into the habit of it and just trying to remember how I did it last year and just trying to get back to where I was.
Sure. That's a good one. And Brianna, let's skip the one thing that we don't want to talk about. What scares you the most about the competition?
I mean, like last year I had a really hard time with the interviews before the pageant. That was like the one thing that I had a lot of trouble with.
Well, and I will admit, as somebody who will turn 50 this year, that is something that would scare me as well. And I'll tell you why, because I've never had a real job. And what do I mean by that? I worked for my own father. I worked for my father-in-law. I work for myself now as a self-employed. The only real job I've ever had, I didn't have to apply for because my father-in-law was working for the company and I worked for him for his company, but also for another company. So it terrifies me to have a job interview because I've never had to do... Well, I take that back. I did apply for a job one time. I had an interview, and I actually would have gotten the job except that they weren't willing to pay enough for me to take the job, so I had to turn it down. But other than that, yeah, interviews terrify me. So I share that fear with you. So let's turn the table and stay with you, Brianna. What do you like most about the pageant?
Again, like... learning all these type of things, like with like talking in front of people, like I couldn't do that before I got into the pageant. Like I couldn't, like it terrified me, like with projects, going in front of people, and now I can just do it easily and not be as scared as I was.
Yeah, and it does. It definitely gives you that confidence because it's not a hard thing getting up on that stage and putting yourself out there. And you guys did a great job last year, and I'm sure you'll be even better this year. So back to Akira, what is the thing you're most excited about for the pageant?
Everything, honestly.
Everything.
Everything that we're doing is just kind of new to me. It's not like I do it every day. I think probably the talent thing I'm super excited about, but overall everything.
Now, I know this time of the year, some of you are still waffling on what your talent is going to be. Does everybody have one, or are we still have some waffling going on?
We got a little waffling going on. It's a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. That's always how it seems to go, and that's okay. There's been times where you start out with something and you realize, yeah, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah, I started like 2 weeks before I found my talent from last year. I did it before Miss World River, 2 weeks before, and it was kind of okay, but like it was all right.
Yeah. So Kaya, what have you got in store for us? You must have some something you can pull out of your hat that you're just going to wow everybody, wow the judges? What's your big exciting thing coming up? What do you look forward to the most?
Well, probably my talent most, because it's something that we've been starting to learn this year in our Spanish class, and it's been super exciting so far. And I'm also looking forward to being around all these girls and the directors, because they're great.
Yeah, and we haven't mentioned them yet, but that's a big part of this program. We have some dedicated directors that show up every week and hold you guys accountable and get you ready for you know, all the things you have to learn. And you know, for some, the hardest thing is the walk. You know, you guys have all mentioned the heels. You're worried about the heels, but you got to be, you know, you got to have good posture, and you have to walk and smile while you're walking and make eye contact with the crowd, even though you can't really see them. Sometimes you can see the judges, but nobody wants to make eye contact with the judges. It's terrifying. So yeah, it's a lot of stuff to learn, but you guys have some really good, you know, the directors are really great. Some of the mentors they bring in, you know, there's always some past contestants that'll drop by and give you some help here and there as the process goes along. And, yeah, so we definitely want to recognize them. So the main reason you guys are all here, of course, is the crab dinner is coming up. So who would like to give me some of the details on the crab dinner? Everybody pointed at, you know, I almost just asked Kaya, and I don't know why, but everybody pointed at Kaya. So it's coming up. It's a little over a week, right? So yeah. Where is it? When is it?
It's February 16th at the Rogue River Live Oak Grange. And it's 30 before the dinner and 35 at the door.
Okay. And it sounds like if you don't get your tickets pretty soon, you might not be able to get a ticket at the door. We're running out quickly, which is a good problem to have. So where can people get tickets if they'd like to get them ahead of time?
Well, they can obviously get them from us, if they can find us. Or they can get them from Umpqua Bank and also the directors. They have some. And yeah.
Okay. And I will... you can always reach me by email or over Facebook on the Rogue Talk page. If you don't know how to get a hold of somebody that has the tickets, I'm happy to get you hooked up with that. But we are running low. So if you're planning on going, you do want to go. And I will say this is a really, really quality dinner. It's a fun, fun night. Is there going to be music again this year? We've got music.
Don't know if it'll be live music this year.
Don't know what the music is, but there will be music, which always leads to dancing. I don't know why that is. Not from me, though. Although one year I did get accosted, I remember. It was quite uncomfortable, but we won't talk about that. But so there's music. It usually ends up in some dancing. There's some raffles. Is that right?
There'll be raffles and silent auction.
Silent auction, raffles. And these girls in front of me will be working very hard that night. They earn every penny of the scholarship money that we bring in, because they work really, really hard, and they put on just a wonderful dinner. So for those of you doing it for the first time, you're going to find out how hard a work it is. It's nice having five girls, because the more you have, the little easier it goes. We've had years with three, and they get worked very hard.
Your feet hurt a lot.
Yeah. Yes. But it's a great night. And we talked about the FFA a couple weeks back, and they had their big fundraiser, the beef feed, and they did very, very well. And we would like these girls to do equally well. We know that there's not 200 members of the the scholarship. You know, we have five girls, but there's no reason that we can't have a huge night, fill the room, sell all the tickets, and spend a lot of money on the raffles. There's always a handful of people that seem to win a lot of the prizes because they buy a ton of tickets. But I'd like to see it be everybody. It's the best way we can support these girls. And so, again, let's see if we get the date right. It would be February 16th, is that right?
Yeah.
And what time does it start?
5.
Starts at 5 o'clock. And again, there is silent auctions at the beginning.
Looking for donations on the silent.
And we can always use more donations for the silent auction. That's for sure. And so if you would like to do that, again, you can get a hold of me, email feedback@943thebridge.com, or you can find the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Program on Facebook, or you can also contact me through Facebook through the Rogue Talk page. And any way you can get a hold of us, we'll make sure that you talk to the right people. So I didn't get to it with the first two girls, so we're going to bring them back on after the next break. But I wanted to give you guys a chance to introduce yourself more formally and give your platform the way you're going to have to do at the program. So let's go through, and Akira's looking at me like, I can't believe you're going to do this to me. So let's start with Kaya, because she's one of the veterans. So let's let Kaya kick it off, and we'll get these introductions. We'll go to the break, and then we'll bring back our other two girls and let them do theirs as well. So go ahead, Kaya.
Okay, my name is Kaya Roper. I am a 16-year-old junior at Rogue River High School, and my platform is the Red Cross Blood Drive.
Easy for me to say. Now, one of the things, before we get to the other two, that we've kind of changed in the last couple of years is we're requiring you guys to be a little more involved in your platform than we may have done in the past. So why the blood drive? Why did you choose that?
Well, through leadership at the high school, which I'm a part of, in fall and spring, we put on a blood drive at the school. And this year, I'm going to help organize it and put it on with our other, one of our other students in leadership.
Good. And that's a good reason to choose it, and it's a good cause to be involved with. So, Akira, we'll skip you. We'll let you get a little more nervous before. So, Brianna, go ahead and give us your introduction.
Hi, my name is Brianna Ruiz. I am a 17-year-old junior at Rogue River High School, and my platform is volunteering at the Rogue Valley Humane Society.
And why did you choose the Humane Society?
So, as a little kid, I have always seen and heard about volunteering at the Humane Society. And my grandma has gotten dogs there over the years. And so I really needed a, what is it called?
The platform.
I really needed a platform, and I was all like, hey, I can volunteer at the Rogue Valley Humane Society. So tomorrow is actually my first orientation, so I'm going to be volunteering on the weekends. Very excited.
Excellent. And who doesn't love dogs?
I mean, really? And the cats.
And cats, too. I won't forget the cats. I'm more of a dog guy, but I've had cats. I do like cats, too. And, I mean, it's kind of like the last year, the FFA Awards, they gave me an award, and I'm like, I'm not worthy of an award. I'm doing exactly what I like to do. I'm hanging out with the high school kids, and I'm talking on the radio, and I'm like, I don't need an award. And I think you're getting off easy volunteering for, I mean, who doesn't want to go play with dogs and kitties?
Yeah. And they always need more volunteers.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a great cause. And I'm teasing her a little bit, but I mean, it is fun hanging out with the little dogs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I can't avoid you anymore, Akira. Go ahead and let's see how you do. This is your first. See, they're old hat at this. This is their second time around. They know what to do. So let's see how you do.
Hi, my name is Akira Alvarado. I am a 17-year-old senior at Rogue River High School, and my platform is mentoring for life skills students.
All right. Now tell me a little bit what I think I know what it is, but tell me what that's about.
So what I do 5 hours a day every day in the life skills class is where the students that can't learn like everyone in a classroom.
Yeah, they have some learning disabilities maybe,
space,
or some,
their own,
yes,
area.
Absolutely.
I am a one-on-one with one of the students that is nonverbal. You have to physically use your hands, sign to get him to understand or do something. That's what I do on a daily basis with this student. And it's really just, it's...
That's a cool thing. And I don't know if I've told this on this show before, but I was looking for as a senior, I needed one more class. I had work experience in the afternoon. I needed one more class, and I signed up to TA for one of my favorite teachers, but he happened to be the special education instructor. And I got to tell you that that is one of the most rewarding things I have ever done. The only bad part was is I should have picked like first or second period, because they had a bakery in the special ed class. And by the time I got there, everything was gone. Yeah. So they would bake goods and they would sell them at the break. And I would get there and everything was gone. It was like, but it would still smell like fresh baked cookies. I was like, really? You guys didn't save me any? But seriously, I totally get what draws you to that. It's so rewarding to make it, when you can make a difference. Is that how you feel?
It is. It's not like everybody does it. Everyone just kind of is like, oh, it's a different classroom. Like,
yeah.
You know, they kind of just put them to the side, but they're amazing kids. It's just, they learn a different way than everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And my experience was they had, you know, we had kids in there. We had one kid that I actually became pretty good friends with, and he was there because he had a reading disability. He was good in everything else. He was right with all of his classmates, but he was in there, I think, for two periods because of his issues with reading. But there were other kids that had real, real problems. They were in there all day long. And so it was interesting to see the different challenges that people go through, and it makes you realize that some of the challenges you might go through maybe aren't as bad as you think they are. So good. I like that. I'm glad that that all of you girls have been, you're held to account to take an interest in the platform a little more than just choosing one. And, you know, you guys are actually having to be involved. And I like it because once you get involved, you find out, hey, this is pretty cool. I like this. So, well, girls, thank you so much. Is there anything else you wanted to get out there about the program or any of that?
Everybody should come to the crab dinner.
Yes, yeah, so we'll hit that again, and we'll hit it one more time at the end of the show. The 16th of February, a week from Saturday, at the Live Oak Grange. Tickets are running out, so you can get to Umpqua Bank. You can get a hold of one of the girls. You can get a hold of one of the directors, or you can get a hold of me, and I will get you in touch with who you need. But you definitely want to go out and support these girls, and let's get that scholarship fund as big as we can make it, because they're all very deserving. And so we're going to take a break here. I will come back, and we'll re-meet our other two girls, and we will give you the upcoming schedule for the rest of the week. So we'll take a break here and be back with more Rogue Talk. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A second woman has come forward to accuse Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. The woman said in a statement Friday that the attack took place when she and Fairfax were students at Duke University. Earlier this week, California College professor Vanessa Tyson accused Fairfax of assault in 2004 during the Democratic National Convention. Fairfax called that allegation a political smear. Federal prosecutors in New York are probing whether the National Enquirer's parent company violated a cooperation agreement in its handling of the story regarding Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. This according to two people familiar with the matter. Bezos claims American media threatened to publish intimate photos of him unless he stopped investigating how the tabloid obtained his private exchanges with his mistress. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 63 points, the NASDAQ rose 10. More details at srnnews.com.
Keeping you informed, giving you the good news. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N...
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With an SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. President Trump does not expect to meet with China's leader before an upcoming deadline to resolve a trade dispute.
The president says there are no plans for him to sit down with Chinese President Xi Jinping before March 1st. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are leading a team to Beijing next week to continue talks aimed at resolving the trade war. If there's no deal, tariffs on Chinese imports will increase to 25%. Greg Clugston, The White House.
In the challenging world of retail, Wisconsin-based chain Shopko is closing 139 locations as it tries to emerge from a bankruptcy it declared last month. It's lost already two-thirds of its stores. In New York, Sears' $5.2 billion bankruptcy buyout is approved. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P down 25, Dow off 220, the NASDAQ dropped 86 points. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
To Rogue Talk, and before we get back to our other two ladies here, because I wanted to give them a chance to give their introduction, and I forgot to do it in the first break, let's get to the upcoming schedule. Tonight, senior night, basketball. Boys play the first game tonight at 6 o'clock. Girls play the second game at 7:30, although that game will likely start a little later because of senior night activities. I don't know exactly what they're doing. Usually they'll do it between games, but either way, it makes the night a little longer. So we will have both of those games right here on 94.3 The Bridge. And then the teams head to Lakeview tomorrow if the weather cooperates. May be up in the air depending on how accurate the weather forecast is. They forecasted a huge snowpocalypse last week, and we got hardly nothing. So who knows? They're calling for more bad weather. I won't be at those games, unfortunately. I will be headed to Western Oregon University for preview day with Annie's cousin, who plans to go to Western Oregon next year. Of course, that's the Rogue Talk mascot, Cameron. And so we're going to be doing that tomorrow. And then the final game of the season, girls only on Tuesday at home against Bonanza. Again, Bonanza does not have a boys team, so it's just the girls on Tuesday night. And then there may be some playoffs. I don't know what the playoff situation looks like. Pretty sure the girls will be in. Don't know if the boys will be because I don't know how they work it out in our new conference. But we've got that coming up. Couple community events I wanted to hit real quick, and I don't want to run out of time for these girls. The Rogue River VFW has auxiliary is hosting a Family Freedom Festival. That's coming up on February 17th, which is a week from Sunday. I will give you more information on that next week. And the Community Center Dinner is a week from tonight, and that will be at 5 o'clock. And it'll be ribs, and it's sponsored by Brian Dorsey, Edward Jones. And we've only got a minute left, so let's get to these girls. Let's start over here. Siobhan Kelly, go ahead and give me your introduction.
Hi, my name is Siobhan Kelly. I'm a 17-year-old senior at Rogue River High School, and my platform is mentoring freshmen.
And I didn't mean to leave not a lot of time, but why mentoring?
Because when I was a freshman, I really struggled in school, and I can see that in these students, and I love taking the opportunity to help them every day that I can.
Excellent. So let's jump over to Annie, because I'm going to run out of time. Annie Granacki, go ahead and give me your intro.
My name is Anna Marie Granacki. I am a 17-year-old senior at Rogue River High School, and my platform is environmental sustainability.
Great. And we already kind of talked about that, why you chose that, so I won't make you answer that again. Ladies, all of you, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season for Miss Rogue River. And everybody else, be good to one another, because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge. Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith, Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice. 94.3 The Bridge. Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.